Radio and the Chucker Up. Pat Power Radio and the Chucker Up here in the Playhouse.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll put a thing on. See if I can. I can't understand you. See if I can.
It come again.
Huh? Hello?
Right now on the telephone call. Where are we calling you at?
What?
We have the one and only star of the sitcom Green Acres. Please welcome old Eddie Albert back to the Playhouse. How are you?
Hello?
Now, how did the old show Green Acres first get started back in the 30s?
Well, needing an income. And so I happened to be in New York, and I talked a little bit, and then I began by that time we had a little radio.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, and it's difficult for me to hear.
Did it come again?
Huh?
Did it come again?
Huh?
Did it come again? The old Lee Merriweather. You ever nail her?
Apparently, my machinery is falling apart.
Now, what advice would you give the youth of today that are looking up to you and like old Brad Pitt as the sterling actors that you are?
Oh, it's too bad for them.
They come again?
I say it's too bad for them, people that are trying to follow up me. That's a sort of a joke. Don't try to work on it. Hello?
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time.
I can't hear you. What?
You've been an inspiration to the youth and all of us wannabe actors who someday want to leave it all behind and start anew down on the farm.
Well, I see your point. Yes, I did the best I could, but I don't think I was very good at it.
Well, sir, I beg to differ. You are an inspiration to the Chucker and all the kids in the Playhouse.
Well, give them a kiss for goodbye.
The one and only Eddie Albert, star.
All right.
Did it come again?
Did
it come again?
Huh?
Did it come again?
Huh?
Did it come again?
Hello?
The star of Green Acres, Barnaby Jones, and the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, I'm sorry I can't hear a little better.
Right up here at the Playhouse at Pop Power
Radio. I tell you, how about my next life?
Power Radio.
Yep.